Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 18 through 24, selected verses. And I, because of what they have planned and done, am about to come and gather the people of all nations and languages, and they will come and see my glory. And they will bring all your people from all nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots and wagons, and on mules and camels, says the Lord. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. A Family Reunion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Did you go anywhere fun this summer? Maybe to the beach, a water park, grandma's house, or maybe you stayed home with family and friends, but still had a great time. Whether you stayed near or went far, your mode of transportation was probably different than what the people of Isaiah's day were using. Back in Bible times, people didn't have cars, planes, or buses. They traveled by walking, riding donkeys or horses, or in bumpy old wagons. Imagine if your family vacation took weeks just to get there. But here's something that hasn't changed. No matter where you go, God says the people you meet could be part of your family. His family. What does that mean? The people of Isaiah's day were wondering. They thought only their group, the Jews, could be God's special people. But God told Isaiah to say something surprising. I am about to come and gather the people of all nations and languages. The non-Jewish nations were called Gentiles. In other words, God was inviting everyone, people from every country, every language, every place to be part of his forever family. And not only that, but God said he would even make people from other nations to be priests and Levites, roles specifically reserved for blood relatives of part of the Jewish people. What does that all mean? Paul explained it this way. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. And guess what? That's still true for us today. No matter where you go, whether it's another state, another country, or even just another school, you will never meet someone Jesus has not died for. You will always find people called to be a part of the same family as you. And when you do, tell them of the wonderful home in heaven. It's going to be the biggest and happiest family reunion ever. It's yours and theirs because of the blood of Jesus, which makes us all the family of God. For all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. What a reunion that day will be. We pray to God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making me part of your forever family. Thank you for loving people from every country and every place. Please help me see everyone as someone you love and help me share your love with them. In Jesus' name, amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.